The Warriors taking on the Pelicans at Oracle Arena for a Wednesday night matchup, the lone home game in a span where 7 of 8 contests for the team are on the road, and the Pelicans bringing a battle, but Stephen Curry answering with a game-high 41 points as Draymond Green had a double-double, 14 assists to go with 17 points, Kevin Durant delivering 30 points with 15 rebounds, and Klay Thompson added 19 points in a Warriors comeback win, 147-140 the final.
That will do it. The Warriors have won 6 in a row. They're undefeated in the second half of the season, and they go away for 12 days, and it's on to LA. Clippers, Lakers, Washington Wizards, Celtics, Pacers, before they're back on this floor again. But you add DeMarcus Cousins on Friday, and the world champs, 142 last night, 147 tonight.
The best thing we're doing is not turning it over. You know, we only had 10 turnovers tonight. I think 8 of them were in the first half. So, you know, 2 turnovers the entire second half. So we're getting plenty of shots up, 49 threes. You know, it's kind of a pickup game out there. You know, it really is. I'm more like the director at the YMCA than I am a coach. I'm just like, you guys are shirts and you guys are skins and go play. But that's you know, that's kind of the game these days. You know, you try to get them organized. You know, our guys, our focus is just playing together, playing hard. And coming off a trip to Denver and a big win last night and a late return and time change, altitude, all that, you could see the effects. It took us a lot of effort to win that game, and it took every ounce of it to get over the hump.
Steve, you might have just answered this, but given the fact that you guys weren't shooting as many threes as perhaps the rest of the teams in the NBA, and now you guys over the last 10 or so games are leading the NBA in that number, was there a conscious effort to get more threes up over this stretch?
No. Steph got healthy. Simple enough.
Were you disappointed with the defense there for a while, getting down 17, or do you think your guys were there and they were just making some shots?
Our defense was poor, but we were also playing against a team that puts a lot of pressure on you. You know, Mirotić had it going in the first half. When he's shooting the ball for them, they got the whole floor space, and you got to deal with Davis. They're a handful, and I think, as I said, the back-to-back was apparent to me, to all of us. As a staff, I just, you know, to play defense these days takes so much effort. You have so much court to cover. You're in transition almost every play. I don't think it's ever been more difficult to guard in the NBA than it is right now. All the rules are geared towards the offensive guy. So it takes focus and supreme effort. And I didn't think we got that for the most part for the first, you know, 2.5 quarters. And felt like our guys finally summoned the energy. You know, it happened in concert with Steph going crazy from three, but we started making some stops at the same time, and that turned the game.
Coach, you did mention after the Detroit game that you weren't getting up enough threes. So has it really just been Steph getting back? I mean, I know that was his first game back, but so hasn't been any more of an emphasis there? Have you been doing anything differently strategically to make that happen?
No. You know, we actually talked about it as a team maybe a month ago. We talked about the fact that everybody's going three-point crazy around the league, and our focus is always get a great shot, whatever that shot is. You know, for us, a lot of those mid-range shots we take are really good shots because we got Steph, Clay, KD, all those guys are fantastic, you know, stepping in, taking a 15-footer off the dribble. So we just want good shots, and we talked about that a month ago. I told them, don't worry about how many threes you're taking. You know, everybody's going to ask you about it, but take good shots. Honestly, Steph just changes the whole equation, and it really does come down to Steph being back because the tempo goes back up, and he shot 17 of them tonight. So, I mean, that's the difference. He's going to get a ton of them up, and that just drives the team total up, obviously.
Steve, given Andre's age, what does he do with his routine that enables him to be able to attack the basket so much?
Andre just is a professional. I mean, he takes unbelievable care of himself with his diet, his exercise, his treatment. And I think one of the probably untold stories this year, here I am telling the media what they should write about, Andre's having a hell of a year. He's having a phenomenal year. And it doesn't always show up in the box score with Andre because he's not a big scorer. And, but night after night, he is making a dramatic impact. And I wouldn't have said that a year ago. You know, I thought last year he had a slow regular season. We knew he was sort of saving it for the playoffs, and he was great in the playoffs. But I think he has been awesome the entire first half of the season.
I think Draymond has 51 assists and 6 turnovers
yeah.
in the last 5 games. You mentioned, you know, you guys are limited turnovers. How much of that is just, you know, the way he's playing?
I think Draymond is feeling about as good as he's felt all year physically. You know, obviously he started out the year with the injury, and but over the last couple of weeks, you can see he feels confident with his conditioning, his strength. And he's just doing a tremendous job pushing the ball in transition and then making a simple play. You know, I haven't seen some of the, you know, the no-look hook passes or throw-aheads that, you know, go out of bounds. He's just making sure of each pass. And that's the biggest thing. I've said it for years. If we can, you know, stay even on the possession game with our opponents, we're usually going to win because we have that much talent.
Steve, you mentioned Steph's 9 threes, gives him 8 or more threes in 3 consecutive games now, first player in NBA history. Are you surprised?
James Harden didn't do that?
Nope, guess not.
He did everything else this week.
Does anything that Steph does on the court surprise you anymore? And what is that like to, from the coaching perspective, to see a player get white hot like that? Obviously what he did in the third quarter tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, you know, nothing he does surprises me anymore, because tonight that might have been the unbelievable stretch in terms of the difficulty of the shots. I've seen him get hot, obviously, a million times. I'm looking forward to watching the tape because it seemed like I don't know, how many did he make in a row? You guys keep track of all this stuff. Anybody know in the third quarter? Seven in the third. It looked to me like they were all about 6-8 feet beyond the three-point line with a guy, you know, hand in his face. It's just it's insane what he does. And, I mean, we're seeing it around the league, guys stretching out shooting range to areas on the court where, you know, you didn't really see shots come from. You know, I'm watching the tape last night coming home from Denver, and, you know, Kevin came down in transition and pulled up, and one foot was on the E and the other foot was on the P, on the Pepsi logo, the Pepsi Center, like it was nothing. And it was like a 32-footer or something, just easy. And it's crazy because this only guy I could think of, you know, back 20 years ago was Reggie Miller, sometimes would step out just to show off a little bit and shoot one of those, but nobody really know, shot those routinely, and now you got guys all over the league who are doing it.
Now the Warriors head out on a 5-game road trip, and it all starts on Friday night as they take on the Clippers at Staples Center. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.